You said you had something new to tell us.
It's called the intensity number. So, again, people
right.
need a piece of paper and a pen to write this down.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is give them the actual Pythagoras number chart, because each letter has a number. Now, in the basics of it, A is 1, therefore Z would be 26. Because,
mm-hmm.
But then you'd break it down. 2 plus 6 is 8, right?
Right.
Because remember, I said it's only 1 through 9. So
okay.
write this down, because then you'll see what I'm doing. The
I'm
number
doing
1...
it.
A, J, and S. S
A,
is in Sam.
J, and S. Okay.
That's a 1. That's the whole. That's the only numbers that break down to 1. The
okay.
number 2 is B, K, and T.
Okay.
B, K, T. The number 3, C, L, U.
All right.
The number 4, D, M, B.
D, M, B. Okay.
The number 5, E, N, W.
Mm-hmm.
The number 6, F, O, X.
F like Fox?
F is in Frank. Because
okay.
remember, I'm going A, B, C, D, E, F.
Okay,
I'm
so F, O, X. F, O, X.
Uh-huh.
Okay, is 6.
It would become a 6.
Okay.
Number 7 is G, P, Y.
Okay.
Number 8 is H, Q, Z.
All right.
And number 9 is I and R. That's
okay.
it. And that's the whole alphabet.
Right.
So here's what you do. Let's say you meet someone and you want to get some insight on them, but you don't have their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You could take their name, and one of the numbers you'll get is called an intensity number. And what it means is you'd break down each letter, and whatever number comes up the most in them is a number that's intense. Now, we're going to use you as an example. Barbara Simpson. We've got a B. If you look
mm-hmm.
at the chart, it's a 2.
All right.
Just do this straight across. B is 2. A is 1,
mm-hmm.
R is 9, B
mm-hmm.
is 2, A is 1, R is 9, A is 1, S is 1, I is 9, M is 4, P
mm-hmm.
is 7, S is 1, O is 6, N is 5.
Right.
So,
okay.
again, looking at the chart I just gave you, you can see that it's just those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Now what you do is you go, okay, what number comes up the most in this person's name? Well, in your case, it's the number 1.
1 or 9? No, I guess 1 comes up more than
more
9
than,
does.
9 is in second place. You're correct. But
mm-hmm.
it's 1 that really shows up. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ones in your chart. So you
mm-hmm.
know what that tells me? You are ambitious and driven, and you never stop. You're the multitasker of all time. That tells me that you're self-motivated, but it
mm-hmm.
also means sometimes you feel like you're running out of time and that you're not getting enough done.
Well, I always said that if I didn't have to sleep, eat, and take a bath once a week, I could get everything done.
Well, see, now that came from the intensity of your number.
I see.
Not from your birthday, and not even
That's
from
true.
When I break down the name Barbara Simpson, which is 944. That's a whole different thing. This is something underneath it. It's like another layer of you. And then in second place, you got the 9, because there's
mm-hmm.
three nines. Well, 9 means natural leader. People assume you know what's going on, even if you don't. It's the humanitarian. It means you want to make a difference. While you're here on this planet, you want to do something different, something profound with your life. And it also means you could have some old scars from the original family. You know, going back to your own family, mom and
mm-hmm.
dad, you
mm-hmm.
may have some stuff that you made a note of and said, okay, when I have my children, when I get on with my life, I will do it differently.
Oh,
and that would come from the 9.
Now, how does that differ? Because you told me my number, based on the month and the date, was a 2.
That's right.
So you can be all these different numbers, and it's just different aspects
it's an
of
onion.
You.
It's an onion, Barbara.
Oh.
It's all about the importance of where that number is.
Mm-hmm.
See, I literally look at someone and go, okay, I'm going to dig. What is the most telling? Their birthday. What's
yeah.
the day you're born, your attitude number. Like you have an attitude number 9, you're born on a 2 date, you're a 2 life path. That means you're intuitive. You can walk in a room and say, ooh, I love it here. Or walk in a room and say, get me out of here.
Yeah.
You feel things all the time. It's like that's the first thing you do. Some people think it. You go to feeling first. It's like, boom,
mm-hmm.
something's up here. I can feel it. And that's your birth. Then your name is secondary. That's why you can always change your name. You can never change your birth. You were born, and that's that.
So I had some questions about names. So if you, when you marry, your name changes, obviously. Sometimes parents will change your name, maybe from an ethnic name to a more conventional name if they move from one country to another or marry.
Uh-huh.
All of those things
are going to have an effect on you.
They would.
Uh-huh. And you know what? Uh-huh. Sometimes, I, like example, of course, when I get married, you can bet I'm not touching my name.
Well, it's worked so far, Glynis. Don't change it.
But I wouldn't touch that energy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is truly energy we're talking about. And, of course, one of my favorite examples is Pamela Anderson, because before she married Tommy Lee, that woman was just such an upbeat. I mean, no matter what you thought of her, she had that beautiful blonde hair, and she was just representative of what California looks like. You know, and she seemed like her life was simple and easygoing. Then she marries him, takes on his last name, takes on a 887. Eight means hard lessons, can be the victim, and seven means your faith is tested. Well, what happened? He was physically violent, and he gave her a disease. Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't she
yeah.
have hepatitis? Is it
yes.
B? He gave that to her. So what I'm saying is, that's energy. And that's why she also took that name away and came back to her own and kind of got her life back. Well, that's, again, vibration. Sometimes it does not behoove you to take on your partner's name, and it's not about love. You know, some men take it the wrong way. They're like, you're not going to take my name, and they feel like you're insulting them.
Exactly.
But let's say you have three numbers in common with your maiden name, and you love each other dearly. How often do men say, when I married her, she completely changed? They say
I've
it
heard
all
that
the time.
A lot. Yeah, yeah.
When divorces happen, they say she changed. That it could be as simple as the name.